You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Yes, you know, the latest statistics being that, you know, from the 62 people that were rescued and recovered, and that includes the people, you know, that are deceased as well, 47 of those victims were identified by family members. The identification process still going on, you know, as we speak. And 18 people were identified from those that are deceased. That's 14 males and 4 females. And as you said before, they comprise of 7 South Africans, 3 Zimbabwean people, 5 Malawians, 2 Mozambicans, and 1 person from Lesotho. Now, let me just take you to early this morning where one of the victims, you know, a coffin, a hearse came in with the body this morning, and a little cultural ceremony was held at the site. Work obviously, you know, stopped on the site just to allow for the ceremony to proceed. It was just a few minutes long, but I'm told that the reason that it was done was just for the spirit to be collected, and that body now on its way to the Eastern Cape, where that victim will be laid to rest.
Sakri, as far as the developer is concerned, have there been any developments on that front?
Well, everyone is a bit tight-lipped, you know, about that. But with the ministers that have come in the past week, they did share some knowledge about the developers that, for instance, you know, the Minister of Police, who was here at the weekend, said that with the investigation so far, you know, they have made contact with several people, but none of them, you know, have come back to them. And they will use the law and the courts if necessary, you know, to get them to respond.
Sakri, also with regard to the repatriation of some of the deceased, we also heard from some of the government officials, there were calls made, please, to the public to assist perhaps in this regard. What have we heard from the various embassies with regard to the repatriation of the remains of foreign nationals?
Well, there was the Deputy High Commissioner of 2 embassies that actually came to George to speak to some of the people here. They were from Malawi and they were from Zimbabwe, and they interacted with the family members here. And in a briefing, they said that, you know, they were starting to deal with the repatriation of the bodies. They also said it would be a very costly affair, you know. And also we heard from the Deputy Minister of Durco, who also said that, you know, there was an appeal for whoever, you know, could make a financial contribution, individuals or businesses, they would appreciate it, because as I mentioned before, the repatriation of the bodies is a very costly affair.
Well, Sakri, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for the latest update there from George. That's our reporter, Sakri Chetty.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.